talking with you. This is Howard Hughes.
You're on BBC Radio Berkshire. It's Saturday morning once again. It's cold, but it has been colder, we have to say. Nice to have you there, and great to have Fevzi Turkalp on, the gadget detective. We're going to talk tech. How are you, Fevzi?
Good, thank you.
Let's start this week, because we've got lots to talk about this week, with the gadget of the week, which is another item from Kitsound, who seem to be quite innovative. It's an upstage soundbar and subwoofer. I mean, it looks like a complex speaker, really.
Yeah, so Kitsound are an interesting company because they use British design, and they're sort of not budget but affordable, but the quality, build quality and sound quality on several of their products is very competitive. So it's called the Kitsound Upstage Soundbar and Subwoofer. It's primarily for use with the television set. So one of the main casualties of the ever-increasing slimness of our TV sets has been the speakers within them. The pictures are great, but the sounds are increasingly tinny and insubstantial. So people are looking for solutions. Now, a full solution would be a full surround sound speaker set, which would be, you know, 5.1 or 7.1 speakers, you know, up to 8 speakers around the room, which for many domestic setups is too much. It's overkill. All you need is to basically replace the poor quality speakers at the front and have a subwoofer. That's a big bass speaker that you put in the corner of the room. So that's what this device is. It's a stereo speaker pair at the front. Interestingly, it's wall mountable. A lot of these speaker strips tend to be deep, and you sit the television on top of it, and sometimes that's good, unless in my case, for example, where I've got shelves above my telly, I can't afford to raise the telly any higher. Or for those people who have their television set wall mounted, this also wall mounts directly under the screen as a strip, as it were. So, but the things about it I like, because there are lots of, you know, similar devices. First of all, it has very good connectivity. So it's got two HDMI inputs. It's got two types of line input and an optical input. So it's very flexible in terms of all the different things you can attach to it. So it's not just for use with your telly. In addition to that, it's got Bluetooth. So it means you can stream music to it wirelessly from your tablet or your smartphone, which again is useful.
Which is a fantastic boon, really, isn't it? It means you can listen to your entire music collection on this thing. You don't really need what we used to call a hi-fi.
Yeah, exactly. And the other nice thing is that the subwoofer is wireless, so you don't have to even run a wire from, you know, the telly and the speaker strip down to the subwoofer.
Which is another great thing, because the subwoofer is often located quite a way away from the rest of the kit.
Yeah, because they work best in corners so that you get the reinforcement of sound waves. It goes backwards and back forwards again, and it creates a much deeper sound. So list price on this is £200. I checked it this morning. It's selling commonly for about £150. And on that basis, I give it 4 stars out of 5.
Okay, we're sure that other manufacturers will be producing similar things soon. Now, MEPs, European MPs, while we still have them and relate to them, they are going to make a big decision. And it's one that's very much of 2017. It's the decision whether to let robots in this day and age have legal status as electronic persons. What is that all about?
So this is part of a very far-sighted and, in my view, intelligent report from MEPs. And they're basically looking... it's recognising that robots and artificial intelligence devices will probably become sentient at some point. That's to say, aware of their own existence. Mm-hmm. And at that point, we will need to consider giving them rights, and possibly they will be demanding rights. And, there are a lot of parallels between this and slavery, for example, because we in the past we use whole races of people as slaves, and now we're designing a race of beings.
So basically, MEPs are thinking about emancipating robots of a kind that we don't even have yet.
Yeah, at least they're looking at the possibility of giving them some sort of rights and also responsibilities as well, because there's also this issue of, you know, when a robot car or any other sort of robot in a human space causes an accident or causes harm, who is responsible for that? To what extent is it the robot, and to what extent is it the designers or the owners of the robot? They've also, in this far-reaching report, they're also saying that designers should make sure that any robots have a kill switch. That doesn't mean it kills people. It means that you could shut it off at a moment's notice should the need come about.
Which is a good idea if this robot you've empowered and is able to think and act for itself is about to do something you don't want it to. There has to be an ultimate fallback, doesn't there?
Yeah. Real sort of take-home points from this report, because it is wide-ranging, is the report acknowledges that there's a possibility that within the space of a few decades, AI, artificial intelligence, could surpass human intellectual capability. And it says this could pose a challenge to humanity's capacity to control its own creation, and consequently, perhaps, its also its capacity to be in charge of its own destiny and ensure the survival of the species.
God.
Which says they could kill us all. We need to be a little bit careful with the subject.
I mean, I know this it's Saturday formal, morning, but it's frightening stuff.
It's a formal document, and they've also gone as far as to say Asimov's three laws of robotics, and you can Google that, should be built into robots in the future.
Okay, now we've got 60 seconds. So WhatsApp, Facebook, and Google facing, again, we're talking about the EU, tough new privacy rules. Some people will say about time.
Yeah, and we really need the EU to do this for us, because I don't think this government is heading in this direction. So these new rules basically say that it will reinforce the right to privacy and control of data for European citizens with regard to messaging, email, and voice services, such as those provided by Facebook, Google, and Microsoft. It's saying that companies will have to ask for explicit consent of users before using their data for advertising. Basically, they want to ensure the confidentiality of electronic communication and the privacy. And I have to say, if this becomes law, it will be even existing law, but certainly this law would be contrary to the and incompatible to the terms of our Snoopers Charter, which has passed into English law. So the two cannot coexist in this way. One, either we'll have to leave Europe or our Snoopers Charter will have to be significantly modified.
The way things are looking, one of those things is going to happen, and we know which one it is.
Well, yeah, and it makes me worry somewhat, because it seems to me, looking at these two stories, that Europe is forward-looking and it's focused on the rights of its citizens, and that these are rights that we may lose when we leave.
Thevesi Turkalp, Gadget Detective, thank you very much. If people want to connect with you, how do they do that?
Come and say hello at Twitter at gadgetdetective.com.
Sorry we were a bit rushed, Fevzi, but thank you very much. We'll talk again in 7 days from now. BBC Cheers. Radio Berkshire, Howard Hughes, Saturday morning.